High School Report brought to you by Sweats and First National Bank.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
We're joined by Mark Cownan of Eastern Maine Sports this afternoon. And, looks like we've got ourselves a rainy championship weekend, Mark.
Yeah, we sure do. I'm sure the student-athletes don't mind either way. They get one last chance. When you get a chance to play the last game of the season, it's always a good year.
Absolutely. And we've got some big games coming up. So let's get right to them. And let's start with Class D and what should be a terrific matchup between Foxcroft and Wells.
Yeah, been there, done that a few times between those two teams, including last year where Foxcroft had the huge halftime lead and Wells came back and beat him. I'm sure the Foxcroft coaching staff and kids like a little revenge there. It's going to be tough, though. Wells is definitely a powerhouse and, a lot of veteran leadership on that team. Foxcroft getting back to the state game after losing 14 seniors. And, they're a pretty young team this year. It's just, it's never rebuild with that program. It's just kind of reload every year. And, no matter what happens, this has been quite a season for that young pony team. But Coach Danny White will have them ready.
Absolutely. And boy, another team that's had a great year, regardless of what happens tomorrow, the Herman Hawks taking on Freiburg for the Class C championship.
Yeah, kudos to Coach Kyle Glant and that crew. This isn't a program that's been around like an extremely long time. And they kind of built it. And now they got a whole community. It's a great program that's going to be around for a long time. They start, the younger, like a program should. They start at the younger ages and build it up. And I don't see that program. I mean, they're going to lose a lot of key players this year, but I don't see that program slowing down. Very tough matchup tomorrow. Freiburg, last year, Levitt was considered, probably the best team in the state. They barely got by Freiburg in the regional final, and Freiburg had a lot of players from that team back. They're going to be really tough to beat, but Coach Gallant and Herman will be ready. And, it was a pleasure watching them, win that regional last week. The excitement in that whole community is great to see.
Now, the other two state games, a little bit outside our listening area, but we'll touch on them anyway. What do you think of the Class B matchup between Kennebunk and Falmouth?
Well, Kennebunk back, been there, done that. Falmouth's a program, they had a lot of controversy and they, new coach and it's great they got there. They've got an outstanding defense, one of the better defenses in the state. And, that might be on paper, the best game of the weekend.
And then Class A, boy, the powerhouse Thornton back in the state championship game hosting Portland.
Yeah, they had a very good regular season game. So, I think Class B game, best game on paper. This one's pretty darn good, too. And obviously got the rivalry there, Thornton, Otisako, Portland, and game being played at Portland's home stadium. That should be very interesting. I'll be in Lewiston, but I'll definitely keep an eye on that.
All right, and so we'll be keeping an eye on Eastern Maine Sports for all the news from the championship games tomorrow. Stay dry out there. Do the best you can.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. And I'll be a little tomorrow, but Chris is going to have a lot of the college stuff covered. He's actually at UNH tonight for the hockey game, and we'll be at the football game tomorrow, and we'll have the basketball games covered for you, too, on Sunday. So we're definitely high school central, but we have a lot of college stuff, too.
All right, that sounds fantastic. Well, Mark, we thank you as always. Hope you and your family have a great Thanksgiving as well, and we'll check in with you probably in just a couple of weeks when we swing into basketball.
Yeah, opening day for us is 2 weeks from tonight.
Wow. Now, there we go. Well, that's the story. We'll talk with you then. Thank you, Mark.
Okay. All right, thank you, Rich. Take care.
That's Mark Cownan from Eastern Maine Sports with our high school report. Brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the first, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.